Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Big event coming up on Sunday. Joining us on the phone line is Greg Hader with the details. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Greg, we've got a very special event happening on Sunday. What's going on here?
Very special event, very near and dear to my heart. On Sunday, we get to celebrate my father's, life and his time at the racetrack and his legacy.
So it's the 9th annual Vic Hader Memorial Trot, and it's happening at Clinton Raceway. So again, tell us about your father. For those maybe not familiar with Vic Hader, he was such a wonderful part of our community. Tell us a little bit about your dad.
My dad was born and raised in Stratford, moved away for about 20 years, and then, you know, had to come back. It was in his heart. It was in his head. Had to come back. It was just a community that he loved. He had several businesses in town. We started off, we bought the Festival Inn, and we were there for about 10 years, and then we moved on, and we were in the apartment business. We built the Arden Park Hotel, and I worked right along with him, you know, right along since I was 18 years old.
All right, and Vic Hader, Memorial Trot, again, set for Sunday. So Vic certainly was a fan of the horses and also a fan of animals, because this is also a fundraiser on Sunday, too. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. You know, Vic had horses for probably the better part of 35 years. Always had a horse or two, always went to the races. He was a workaholic, and he would admit that for sure. But Sunday, you know, 12 o'clock, that was almost like a religion to him. You know, he would go home and pick up my mom and head off to Clinton Raceway, and they would sit, you know, by the finish line and just watch horses. You know, he loved horses. He loved animals. He always had a dog. You know, he just loved it. So when he passed away, it was kind of a natural thing to have this event, you know, in his honor and, you know, include the horses and include, you know, some kind of a benefit for animals.
Yeah, exactly. A fundraiser again for Stratford Perth Humane Society. So there's a 50-50 raffle going on, a silent auction, and that is for Sunday, July 21st, with a 1:30 p.m. post time. Ken's French Fries will be there. My goodness, Little Tracks Petting Zoo on hand. Beef on a bun dinner for just $20, and celebrating National Ice Cream Day with a free small cone coupons from Farmer's Dill. So there you go. And live horse racing, too. And it must really warm the heart to have something like this continuing, the support and the fun with an event like this.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, it's like I said, it's a great day to celebrate my father and you know, celebrate his life and, you know, get out and do something that he loved, which is, you know, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the horses, and you know, just have a nice afternoon.
For sure. It looks like, and when we get through this rain, it looks like we got a great weekend coming up. So that's the 9th annual Vic Hader Memorial Trot at Clinton Raceway. We will share all the links and details available on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. Super Sunday show, again, with the 9th annual Vic Hader Memorial Trot set for Sunday, July 21st. Greg Hader with all the details. Anything else we didn't cover about the day on Sunday, Greg?
No, I don't think so, Jamie. I think that's it. I just want to welcome everybody out and you know, everyone is always looking for a nice entertainment for the afternoon. And, you know, here's a great place to spend some time in the afternoon. You know, you can spend $1 or spend nothing. You know, it's just a great place to go and, you know, have some fun.
Yeah, and you can bring the whole family for something like this for sure. And the legacy continues. The celebration, 9th annual Vic Hader Memorial Trot for Sunday at Clinton Raceway. Again, we'll share the links and details for all the info. Greg Hader. Greg, thanks so much. And thanks so much for telling us about your dad, Vic, who was such a wonderful part, a great man for our community. And we wish you great success with this on Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me, Jamie. I really appreciate it.